KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talk about your money with Greg McBride from Bankrate. And Greg, I see that mortgage rates are back on their way up. What does it all mean?
Well, good morning, Mike. Yeah, they have a really, pretty pronounced move over the past, 10 days or so. And the second sort of notch up we've seen since the beginning of the year. Of course, we came in at the beginning of the year, mortgage rates were at record lows. Now that the economic outlook is brighter, now that the prospect is for inflation to potentially move up, you're seeing interest rates on long-term bonds move higher. And that's really what dictates what happens with mortgage rates. Both of those have moved up pretty notably. If you're looking to refinance, you need to do it today. If you've been procrastinating, this is the wake-up call. Lowest rates, those sub 3% rates disappearing very fast.
So those low rates we've had, combined with people hunkering down more and buying second homes because of the pandemic, has made the housing market hot. What do you think this is going to mean for the housing market next year if these mortgage rates keep going up?
Well, mortgage rates are still below where they were this time a year ago. You've got record low supply of homes available for sale. To me, that's the biggest impediment to the housing market, not the fact that we've seen mortgage rates go up, a quarter or 3/8 of a percentage point. Mortgage rates are still really low, but you can't buy it if it's not for sale. And there's a lot of would-be home buyers that are sidelined because of that. So housing market's still going to stay very strong. The economy, particularly as the economy gets better, when people are confident in their jobs and their incomes, that's when they're confident to buy homes. So I think the demand is still going to stay really, really strong. To me, it's the supply side of the equation that really is going to dictate how many homes get sold.
So you've recommended that people think about refinancing. What is the magic formula for an individual person to say, it makes sense for me economically to do that?
If you can cut your interest rate by 0.5 to 0.75 of a percentage point and you expect to be in the home more than, 2 or 3 years, that's when it really starts to make sense. At that point, start doing the math, but do it quick, and then get some quotes and applications going, just because rates have moved up pretty significantly. You don't want to see potential savings evaporate if rates were to move up even more.
Are there still interest-only loans available out there for people that really, maybe want to minimize their payments for 10 years if they're not going to stay in that home for a very long amount of time?
That is a very niche product. It's not mainstream. It had become mainstream during the housing boom, and that's led to a ton of problems. So for high net worth individuals, private banking clients, that's the instances where that product is available. But again, that's a very niche product. That's not a mainstream product. There's a real emphasis on affordability for those that are getting mortgages. Your what's called the ability to repay rule. Lenders are required to take a very close look at your income and your other debts and make sure that you're not getting into a mortgage that is biting off more than you can chew.
All right, Greg, helpful information and analysis as always. Greg McBride is with Bankrate. Thanks for joining us today on KGMI.